Hot feet? Cool idea. Ladies and gentlemen, Vince Visser.
Well, I have a wonderful electronic invention I want you to see.
It looks something like this.
1.21 gigawatts.
What the hell is a gigawatt?
You're listening to the Hashtag Ginning podcast, brought to you by Auburn University's Samuel Ginn College of Engineering.
Hey, we're rolling here in the Maury Gaston studio. Shout out to Maury there again.
He loves that.
He loved that. Of course, we're talking about the award-winning Hashtag Ginning podcast, the best one in all of higher education, brought to you by Auburn University's Samuel Ginn College of Engineering. I am Jeremy Henderson. You know me, communications and marketing specialist within that office. Jeremy's the name, as you already know, podcast of the game, joined as always by my co-host with the co-most, noted Auburn basketball fan, Austin Phillip.
Hey now.
Did you go see him off yesterday?
No, I wasn't able to yesterday. But my heart's My heart's with him. And
fair weather, Auburn basketball fan. fair weather.
I experienced Minneapolis.
Pretty fair weather.
There
right
weren't
now.
Many of us.
Yeah. Austin Phillips is the director of the Office of Communications and Marketing. John, I am so sorry. I have been dropping the ball lately. John Sluice over here on Keys. On the new Keys.
Yeah, on the new Keys, old chop liver.
Freaking synthesizer over here. I mean, my goodness. John Sluice,
the glue that holds this thing together.
He's something big. Yep, anyway, look, the hair is looking great.
It is.
Today. And joint, very special guest. I love alliteration.
Mm-hmm.
And Vince Visser, it's hard to beat that.
That's awesome. Sounds like a wrestler.
Yes, it does.
I wish I wrestled so much. That's my biggest regret in high school.
Did you? You could have?
Most of my friends
did. You got the build.
Everybody tells me. Yeah, so yeah. It makes me want to wrestle more. But yeah. I just play football and lacrosse. You know, lacrosse is probably my main sport, but I really did enjoy football.
Man.
I
think the wrestling I'm talking about is I'm going to WrestleMania next month. That's what I'm talking about.
A little John Cena action.
That's the Vince Visser.
Heel John Cena.
He paid $25,000 a ticket.
Oh, my goodness.
Not that quite.
Front
row.
Ringside. Meet and greet.
Yeah, I hope so.
Vince Visser, a sophomore in industrial and systems engineering, and suffers from hot feet.
Hey, so whenever I did my background on this, I mean, I think I got into the second paragraph and went, yes, this is brilliant this is a problem for a lot of people here.
You spend a lot of time on the water.
Yeah, well, I don't spend as much time on the lake, and because I don't, when I do, this is an enormous problem that like will ruin your it'll ruin your time and your trip.
Right. No, it is horrible. So we got to
and this is a problem here. I mean, here in East Central Alabama, Lake Martin, you gonna experience this in the summer.
Your decks even heat up.
Oh gosh, yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Well, we're getting ahead of ourselves, Vince. So we're talking about Vince's startup. Or is that what we call it? Startup?
Yeah, technically startup.
Entrepreneurship project.
Our second Tiger Cage.
I mean, my gosh.
In a couple of weeks.
Well, half the time you interview one of our students, and it's like they might as well, you may not even know they're in Tiger Cage. It's like 90% of like.
Well, that's what Joe will come back whenever they, have all the participants. And he's like, well, 4 out of 5 again.
Yeah. Vince, do they even open it up to the other colleges?
No, I don't think so. It's engineering only.
Because doesn't feel like it. Anyway, we're going to get the Vince Visser backstory first before we jump in the cage and lock the door.
Yep.
Where are you from originally?
I'm from Vestavia, Birmingham,
yes,
Alabama.
Yes, Rebel.
Here we go.
Coach Gatosh, that would have been wrestling.
So, Jer, I was so looking forward to coming in here the other day because Hueytown played at Vestavia baseball.
Oh, yeah, y'all have a team? I didn't know y'all had a
team. Yeah, yeah, and we didn't turn out as well. I didn't bring it up.
Well, the Rebels know how to...
Hueytown Golden Gophers.
Put you down easy.
We got a few things.
I'm glad y'all are good at baseball.
We were good at baseball.
Well, yeah, you are again.
That's one thing I remember. Are we back? Who's coaching now?
He played. Rob, is it Evans?
Rob Evans?
Yeah, somebody who he played there.
That's our football coach.
Coach Evans. He's coaching football. Yeah.
He's a fantastic coach.
This guy, it might be it was Dal. He was coaching at Pleasant Grove at one time. Dal Davis. I don't know if Dal's still the coach. Anyway, they're doing great.
That name does ring a bell. I wasn't too close with any of the football or baseball coaches, so I'm not.
You played football, though.
I did play football.
Rock and roll. Yeah. What position?
I was corner. And I'm only, you know, 5'9", 5'10", so.
I'm sitting there thinking.
Yeah, I got mossed a few times, but I was quick enough to, you know, keep my ground a little bit.
Well, I knew there was a reason. Besides Tiger Cage, we had Ole Vince on here.
Yeah, Vestavia.
It's the old Vestavia.
Vestavia, man.
What year did you graduate?
1984? Oh,
it was.
Was that it?
74. It was a. 97.
Okay.
97. Ever heard of it?
No.
Hey,
no,
and as again, as we pull back the curtain of the podcast, you know, a lot of times we'll record a couple of these in one day.
Yes. So yeah.
It's still your birthday.
It is still my birthday, actually. Yeah. 46. Did you hear what he just said? The 20th century. As if.
Oh,
my
wow.
Gosh. I've never thought of it like that.
That's the difference.
I'm a 20th century kid.
Yep.
My goodness.
Back in the 1900s.
That's it. Back in the 1900s.
Ice age.
Sheesh. Ice age. It feels like it at this point. I can barely stand up, man.
Highway 31 didn't exist when Jeremy went to school.
No. Vestavia. It was just a hill. It was one hill.
That one got me down. Hey, so back to the guest.
Yes, the guest, Vince. Yes, so my fellow Reb.
Yeah, so why Auburn?
So my oldest brother, Max, he graduated last year. He graduated with a major in finance.
Okay.
My parents are from Michigan. I got two brothers, my middle brother, one older than me. He went to Colorado. And I didn't really want to go that far. I love the South. I love the culture here. My brother was always talking about how much of a family. I know everybody tosses that word around, but it is really true. People here are so homey, so nice, very accepting of all cultures, all types of people. So that part was always very attracting to me. But it was either here or Georgia. And
you made a good one there.
I know. I visited Georgia. I swear it's a concrete jungle. Yeah. It's 40 miles of pure concrete. There's like 10 trees.
It's like the Hueytown of colleges.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Good place, huh?
So, you know, I came here for pretty much every football game since I was 10. My parents adopted Auburn as a team. It was either Auburn or Alabama. Made the right call, without a doubt.
Lord,
I love Alabama football games. They got a great atmosphere, but it's nothing like Jordan Hare. It's nothing like the jungle. We got something special here.
Following brother to Boulder with Dion might have been fun, too. Though.
That sure would have.
You got a Sanders
apology. So why engineering?
So there's a few different reasons I want to do engineering. So my brother, like I said, graduated with a major in finance. The business aspects were always very appealing to me. But I always thought, you know, why don't I do the harder thing earlier? I'm not saying engineering's harder than business.
It is.
But, okay.
I will.
Yeah, pat on the back. All right. But I always thought that, you know, if I graduate with a major in engineering, I can always learn business later. But you can't always learn, you know, the skill set you get from problem solving, math, and, you know, financial modeling. Practically anything you learn in engineering.
That's why I did philosophy.
Yeah.
Because I knew I could learn the engineering after.
Couldn't go back and learn philosophy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, so the, let's see. I got to ask, are there any other brothers double V's?
What discipline are we in?
Industrial
systems.
Well, and again, what a perfect marriage to what you're wanting to do. Because, you know, industrial systems engineering is engineering, but it is that one that kind of can sit on the boundaries of your businesses and some of those.
Tim Cook, ever heard of him?
Yeah. He's doing okay for himself.
So again, why I picked industrial and systems is I really set my idea to be an engineer when I went to a CNC manufacturing shop to make these Polar Knox pieces, and I saw all these big rigs, you know, $200,000-$300,000. Build at $100-$200 an hour, and I was fascinated. I mean, these things are coded to perfection. They got 200-300 people working, you know, like a production line. It was flawless. It was fantastic, and I was really obsessed with how well the entire shop was ran. So I was like, okay, so I don't know if I'm smart enough to be a mechanical or, you know, computer science engineer. So
Vestavia, man, come on.
You know,
obviously.
You know, maybe I didn't give myself enough credit, but you know, I looked at you know, what I was semi-decent at, which is I like working with people. I like working with business. And I did my research in industrial and systems is where I landed.
Awesome.
And you're how old?
I'm 20.
So when I was 20 in college, I think I went like 5 days without a shower one time. And this guy's over here starting companies.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I wasn't.
Yeah, it must be the Vestavia. Yeah. I'm starting to
We
think.
All did. It was a class.
Yeah. Except his is not a lemonade stand, Jer. Yeah,
Millionaire 101.
This is not getting your daughter out there to sell Girl Scout cookies, Jer.
Listen, it worked. Venmo was a game changer.
Yeah.
Well, let's get into the company, because I love that you actually brought some visuals for us, because it's one thing we talk about, you know, just, you know, we don't know what the heck y'all are talking about half the time. It's nice to lay your eyes on something.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about the company.
So I can't take all the credit. My brother was a huge help.
Vestavia, man. Come on.
My brother was a huge help, and my dad is super handy. We built tree houses together. He worked in real estate. So, well, you know, as a family, we always did all sorts of projects. So this is just another project we worked on. It was either 2019 or early 2020. We were sitting on the lake.
You're 15?
So it wasn't just my idea.
Okay.
It became my idea when I was 17 to switch it into a mister. But originally we started off with essentially a capped off sprinkler system. It was capped off at a 10-degree angle, but, you know, as you can imagine, it gets everybody wet.
Sure.
But it was better than, you know, steam and hot docks. But let's back up a few steps. Why did we create Polar Docks? Well, like I was saying, we spent most of our summers on the lake. So year over year, we saw people fumble with towels, hoses, saw someone attach a hose to a bucket of water, always throw it in the lake, you know. Pour the dock with water, try to cool it down that way. But dogs avoided the dock. Essentially, everybody stayed inside, stayed on the grass. But if you're trying to get on the boat, you're in a dead sprint. If you just want to fish without your shoes on, you know, you're kind of hopping around. It's a nightmare for everyone. When you say it out loud, it doesn't sound like that big of a problem. But you spend a lot of money. You spend between $60,000 and $80,000 on a dock, and Polar Docks maybe $1,000 to $2,000 on the extreme. It actually ensures that you can be on your dock. And one thing about Polar Docks is you can connect it with your phone. I just got a client testimony two days ago. So every time they go out on the boat, you know, say 30, 45 minutes before they come home, they remember, you know, I want to come home to a cool, you know, misty dock, and say, "Hey Siri, turn on Polar Docks," and it's easy as that.
Listen, he's already going to invest and buy. You don't have to keep going, Vince.
This is
he loves it. I've never
brilliant.
Seen him smile. So.
I'm telling you. I mean, as soon as he said it, that's brilliant.
That is brilliant.
And now, water source. Were you using the water?
So we did try to use lake water, try to use a high-pressure pump.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is there's a bunch of mineral composites in the lake.
That's what I was sitting there thinking. You're going to clog those little valves up. Yeah.
These misters.
Weren't thinking that.
I swear. I was.
That's engineering mind.
Well, I mean, just looking at it, I mean, the size of it, I'm sitting there thinking, it's going to be tough.
Yeah. So these misters, the head of the mister that actually sprays the mist out is 0.3 millimeters. Mm-hmm. That's tiny. That's really small. So any calcium, or say just a small piece of sand will clog the mister, and we can't have that. So we have to use well or shitty water. When you say it out loud, it's like, oh my goodness, you're going to spend $1,000 on your water bill. But each of these misters only rated about a gallon per hour. So it only turns out, you know, 23 cents per day if you run it for 12 hours. And no one's running these systems for 12 hours.
That's a shower.
What is a time that, in a, you know, how many do you need per surface area, those type things?
So each mister sprays about 36 inches in diameter. Okay. I try to place them staggered apart, so every part of the dock is wet. So I spread between 50 and 70 on the max end. Normally I'd say estimate of 55.
Okay, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So do you have a dock?
I do have a dock.
You wired?
Yes.
This is good. Like, how, I mean, is it like, is it where it's not, okay, it's not hot, but is it actually like, oh, this is so pleasant?
So, like I was saying, dogs used to avoid the dock. I got a 13-year-old, and a 9-year-old dog.
Belly just right on it.
Golden doodles. freshest dogs. Yeah, they lay belly up for hours. Awesome. If that answers your question. But you know, you can forget flip-flops, you can forget shoes. Just it becomes carefree. It's not really something you think about. You know, if it's 95 degrees outside, your dog still might be 85. You know, it's not going to be freezing. But it goes from, you know, say it was 95 outside without polar dogs, it can be up to 73 degrees higher than the ambient temperature. With 95 degrees outside, it could be up to 155 degrees.
Mm. And that's, you know, when the time I'm talking about where this really was the first time I'm ever like, oh my God. The docks, the treatments on the docks that people have, the different materials that people were using, like
the heaters.
This specific house that a friend of mine had rented that we stayed at. I mean, beautiful home, beautiful dock and everything. But I mean, you physically could not walk on that thing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was about third degree burns.
Yeah.
And again, I mean, I've been on some wooden ones that they're hot. I mean, you go to the beach, you're walking on the sand for a little bit that gets hot and you get through it. But man, this is a game changer.
Just got to hold your breath, say a prayer.
Yeah.
No, this is a great. Well, so, I mean, so what's the reaction been? Obviously, you're a finalist for the Tiger Cage.
Yeah.
Something good's going on. But I mean, like.
I mean, how did you get connected with Tiger Cage and decide that, hey, I'm going to take this chance to do this?
So, my freshman year, so I'm in a fraternity, I'm in Theta Chi, and one of the older brothers saying, hey, man, you got to do this. You have a fantastic idea. We have a lake house. This is a huge problem. You know, if you get some more funding, I believe that you can do this for essentially every dock in America. You know, so I was like, yeah, I mean, maybe I'll do it next year. So, you know, next year rolls around, November, deadline is November 31st. I'm like, I think I'm going to do it this year. This is a great product. I've worked on it for years. I know this concept better than anybody else. And, you know, I got accepted. I went through the first two rounds, really exciting. First round, I was a little nervous. And then it started really click with me that, you know, I've been doing this for 4 years. You know, nobody knows this better than me. So why don't I just go and talk about it? And so now I really just talk about it without pressure. If anybody asks me anything, you know, I feel like I know the answers because I've ran into every problem possible. We started off with a capped off sprinkler system. Nightmare to install. It took about 2 or 3 days. The first system took about 3 weeks. I made every mistake possible. I mean, nightmare, but it was so much fun. I love building anything, and to see something that is just an idea turn into something that actually solved a real problem, it was awesome. That part also turned a light bulb in my head of, oh, I want to be an engineer. I can't not solve any more problems. This is like the funnest time of my life. So then we went from the capped off sprinkler system to this, it's between 6 and 7 inches of brass. Got this made at a CNC manufacturing piece. But the female nozzle on the bottom, it screws in to this male nozzle. But the problem is with high amounts of pressure over extended periods of time, when you turn it on and off, this thing starts to wiggle. Mm. And when this thing starts to wiggle, you lose water pressure. And when you lose water pressure, the missers aren't going to spray 36 inches of diameter. They're going to spray 25, 20, 18, and then they're slowly diminish. Right. And then, you know, suddenly the whole system falls apart. And that took between 7 and 8 months. So for half a year, we thought, oh, we have the perfect system. This is awesome. So we thought, okay, so maybe it's the leverage of the size of this. So let's cut it down. Let's cut it down about 4 more inches.
That's what I was thinking. Mm-hmm. Cut it down.
Yeah, I'm sure you were.
Cut it down about 4 inches. So the tubing.
This is making for great radio.
No, it is. But I mean, I feel like people can get a.
I'm getting
at the same time though. I feel like you can almost get. I mean,
no, keep doing it.
So when the tubing goes through, we have less leverage because the system our piece is smaller, so it wiggles less. We're kind of getting off the deep end here.
Our engineers are eating this up right
yeah.
now.
Right. Yeah, so that lasted for a little longer, about a year, about, you know, 14 months.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it doesn't last forever. Let's figure out how to make it last forever. So we have our three-way fitting into our 1/4 OD polyethylene tubing. So this can twist in, you know, a 1,000-degree angles. It doesn't matter where it twists. It's always going to stay in contact.
Yeah, there you go.
And then we had a plug-in to our 1/4 OD tubing, so it wouldn't wiggle up here also.
Sure.
So it connects everywhere. So that's essentially the system. Each installation taking between, you know, 4 and 6 hours. tell the customer between, you know, 10 and 14. So, you know, if everything goes wrong.
Are we able to talk like business stats and everything?
Absolutely.
Like customers? I mean, how many have we gone?
Yeah. So when we first did it in 2021, or we started in 2019, didn't sell to anybody else till 2021. It was just our neighbors. Our neighbors thought, yeah, we love this. You know, they started talking about it. So essentially we went community to community. We'd sell between, you know, 3 and 4 houses per neighborhood. And then I got on a pretty much a podcast like this with Jamie Burnett for Lake Martin Boaters.
Oh.
That got me about, you know, maybe 4 or 5 jobs. But it got me 4 or 5 jobs across the lake. So I went from community to community to community. Like, I rarely ever do 1 house per neighborhood.
Sure. Yeah.
So I've done about 30 jobs. You know, I believe this summer I can do between, you know, 50 and 100. A little ambitious, but I think we can do it with this funding for Polar Docs.
Austin, you got some lake friends.
Oh, listen, I'm sharing this with everybody I know when this is over with.
Attention, Margaret Arnold. My goodness.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, what would $30,000 do to help you?
$30,000 would be the turnkey between, you know, installation, sales, advertising, sales and advertising, pretty much the same thing.
Yeah.
But I could get billboards. Also, I'm going to invest heavily in my installation processes. So right now I have a pivot hose or a pivot shovel to create my hose line from the house to the dock, which takes between 2 and 3 hours. That's 50% of my installation. I can buy a trencher for $3,000. That's going to cut down my installation 3 hours. So instead of doing 1 installation per day, I can do 2 or 3, which is going to greatly increase my margins for labor. You know, I'm just hiring some of my fraternity buddies, you know, nothing too special there. But I'm also looking into possibly creating something a little different, investing in a patent attorney, seeing about getting a patent. But between
Cousin Dan.
Cousin Dan.
We'll get him in touch with Cousin Dan.
Yeah. He's a patent attorney.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll definitely need a bulk order. I've talked with Shay. She does the a race cart or racing team here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've had Shay on the...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's fantastic. Yeah, she knows everything. Yeah. So currently I'm paying $3 a piece for this. Mm-hmm. She quoted me at 70 cents. So
wow.
Like, I'm spending $400 per job. This is going to cut my cost down to $150 along with the other materials that she's helping me with, but
I'll do you 20.
Yeah, a bulk order is
what if like Airbnbs and everything that have like, well, like I wonder I'm if you could reach out directly to those people. You imagine that feature that they could advertise on their site, like,
well, cool, and I'm thinking too, your social advertising. I mean, you can geofence that lake and start hitting everybody as well.
So I really need to do that more. So right now I got, you know, Instagram, Facebook. I'm not too active on Facebook. Instagram, you know, I post a lot. I post all my jobs. You know, I have 45 posts. And then I got a bunch of reels. It's like I use CapCut, make some funny memes. Yep, yep. And, you know, these,
but think about a lot of the people that are owning those homes are probably on Facebook.
Yeah.
So
that's the thing. I was talking to Harrison Irby.
Their kids are on Instagram, but they're probably on Facebook.
Yeah, you're right. I'm hoping the kids will talk to the parents. Yeah,
tell the parents.
You know, I think I got to go.
And this is a wonderful idea, man. Best of luck. Yeah, I don't think you probably need it, but between Liam and Vince, we have had some amazing people on here. So
there have been, and there's been some in the past. I mean, we've just always clean house, and some of them have just gone on to. I mean, I think Yellow Card, you know, was the crypto exchange thing.
I said the power line.
Swift Skew.
Yep, Swift Skew.
Swift Skew went on. We had a company a few years ago that went on to win the Rice Venture, like the biggest one in the country.
Yep.
I mean, a couple of million.
Did they win
dollars.
Alabama Launchpad too, maybe?
Oh, I think
one
I
of
think
them.
They
one
won.
Of them
they
Alabama
it.
Launchpad.
It was all Tiger. I mean, there's you're in good company.
Yeah, you are.
So anyway, Vince, can't thank you enough to take the time. I'll let you get back to the lake and go Rebels.
Before we leave, somebody wants one of these. How do they get in contact and get this done?
So they can visit my website, www.polardocs.com. They can visit my Instagram, P-O-L-A-R, like polar bear, and then docs, D-O-C-K-S.
Okay. Hueytown. So.
He says it a little fast. So yeah. I wanted our... In Hueytown, we say things a lot. So. Well, listen, I was laughing earlier whenever he talked about his dad helping him build a treehouse. In Hueytown, we dug a hole in the dirt and made a fort by putting tin over it.
Yeah.
We went down. We didn't go up.
We called it a ground hole.
Yeah.
Can I play in the ground hole? Oh, man. Yeah, Vince, thanks so much for everything. And hey, War Eagle.
Hey, War Eagle. War I appreciate Eagle. Y'all having me.
You're listening to the Hashtag Getting Podcast, brought to you by Auburn University's Samuel Ginn College of Engineering.